Happy day. I'm Liza, your healing mentor. I used to say, all I need in life is for my kids to be happy and healthy. The problem was they weren't happy and they weren't healthy. Both my kids had anxiety, depression, and even Lyme disease. Then one day my daughter told her therapist, what would make me happy is if my mom was happy. So I went on a journey to find my own personal happiness. When I finally became happy, my own kids accelerated in their own healing journey. Now I share my stories, my mindset, and other inspirational healers with you. Let's heal one story at a time. Happy day. I have always wanted to have this conversation. I interviewed Ethan Pompeo, the founder of Green Valley Nutrition. What Ethan's story does is it gives us the inspiration, the validation that our kids are going to be fine. And not only are they going to be fine, they're all going to heal and they are going to do amazing things with their lives. Our children have such contributions to bring to the world, and Ethan's story will inspire you in believing this. He not only shares his story of how he healed from Pan's Pandas, how he overcame his tics and his OCD, but more than that, how he is living his passion today and helping so many people. So this is Ethan's very happy story. Happy day. Welcome to the podcast, Ethan.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be talking with you today.
Thank you. And I am so grateful to have you on the podcast. I have wanted to have a conversation like this for so long. So I'm so glad that we became connected and I can't wait to get into it. Why don't we just start with you telling us a little bit about yourself?
Certainly. So my name is Ethan. I've had a long journey over the last 10 to 15 years, and it's brought me to the place where I am today. Actually, was born and raised here in Charlottesville, where I currently live with my wife and my three daughters. So I have three little ones under three. We're really building this family quick. They're a tremendous blessing to me. We made eggs this morning and just shared that time of breakfast together. Just a really uplifting start to my day. So I'm fortunate that I own my own business, which has been huge for my functional life, and not having to have the stress of a schedule that depends on others, and getting to set my schedule and set my itinerary has been wonderful for just kind of taking the stress out of my life and helping me to live a life that I can enjoy.
I love that. Living the dream, truly. And I can't wait to hear how you got there. So tell us a story of your childhood and, you know, when did you start having symptoms of PANS or PANDAS? Tell us a little bit more about that.
As is the case with many people who have PANS, PANDAS, my onset was quite dramatic and overnight. So, you know, when I was 13 years old, I was very much a normal kid. And then one day I started this skip step. That was my first tic. My family and I were at an amusement park. And my dad can tell you, he remembers I started walking differently. You know, I had to walk this skip step in my right foot. And it didn't really bother me at first. I didn't really comprehend what was going on or what was happening. I was just kind of doing it and going through the motions of that tic. And from there, it just kind of progressed quite rapidly. I started having to repeat all kinds of different motions, from turning the light switch on and off again, to picking up my pen and my fork over and over again until I got it, quote unquote, just right. As you can imagine, it quickly started to interfere with my daily life. The tics evolved into very frustrating set of repetitive motions and movements. One of my tics became where I would twitch my neck and my head, or even hit myself in the head repeatedly. And it got to the point where it really started to cause a lot of frustration and even anger in my life, which became debilitating. So over the course of several years, I mean, my parents tried everything to help. God bless them. You know, they really did. I went to dozens of different doctors all up and down the East Coast, specialists, neurologists. I even tried acupuncture, which was very relaxing. But the thing is, none of these treatments that were offered to me really had any long-term benefits. So by the time I left the clinic, you know, I would be back to where I was.
Were you formally diagnosed with Tourette's, OCD? Tell us a little bit more about the medical diagnosis.
My experience was that the diagnosis that I was given initially were all, I like to think of it as a label. You know, the doctors struggled to identify what was really going on. And my first diagnosis was Tourette's. And essentially, Tourette's is one of those things, they don't really know what causes it. They don't know really how to cure it or treat it. And I felt like I was very much labeled as the Tourette's kid. In my view, it wasn't very helpful. You know, the first thing that I was prescribed was clonidine, which is a blood pressure medication. And the physician who gave it to me was, it was known to have some off-label benefits for motor tics and I wouldn't say compulsions, but tremors. And so I tried that for several weeks, really didn't notice anything at all, negative or positive, just nothing. And so my first experience with the traditional pharmaceutical approach and using these drugs was, this isn't helping. So from there, we tried, I must have tried 30 or 40 different medications, all of which either didn't help or the side effects outweighed the benefits of the meds. So by the time I was in my later teenage years, I kind of just was fed up. We had talked about physician fatigue, which is, you know, you've been to so many doctors, being drug around. My parents and I both experienced that. You know, we tried to remain hopeful that, hey, this new doctor really knows what they're talking about. Maybe they can offer you some help. But then at the end of the appointment, we felt like we were very much rushed in and out, you know, and I didn't feel like I was really getting the help I needed.
Yeah, I know exactly how you feel. I just wanted to say this one thing too, because I know a lot of listeners could probably resonate with this. You do feel very hopeful seeing a new doctor, right, who has experience, and you go down this road of more testing and blood work and diagnostics, only for them to tell you, you have OCD, or you have high anxiety, or you have Tourette's, and not having an action plan to heal. And it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. So yeah, so tell us more about your story. So you're having this experience time and time again. And where did this lead to?
Well, it's funny, you tell an anxious person that they have anxiety, it's like, great. Like, what am I paying you for? Right? So it's kind of funny. And I have no judgment towards the physician, because they're only doing what they can when what they know. So it's hard when you're 13 years old going through this and dealing with those feelings and emotions towards the professionals, and then struggling with the fact that they can't offer you any advice. And they're the professional, they're the expert in that field. So it got to the point where I'd quite honestly just given up hope that I would ever get any help. And that's honestly when I experienced the worst part of my symptoms, where the anger really took hold of me. I started becoming destructive. My mom will tell you I became an expert in drywall repair, because I was known to put some holes in the walls of the place where I was living. And it was just not a very good quality of life at all for me. Another challenge for me was going through the traditional pharmaceutical approach. It was always drugs were the first kind of course of action.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. And while they do have their benefits and they do have their place, in my experience, there are other options for healing. I think that especially in the teenage part of your life, that exposure to pharmaceuticals and drugs early on can lead you to look towards other substances that are not beneficial at all to help you heal or to feel better, or even just to escape the reality that you're dealing with. So I went through that in my late teenage years. And let me just tell you, very dark, unhealthy place to be. And I'm so fortunate that that was a short period of my life that I learned that wasn't for me, and moving on from that. But finding a functional approach is not a one-size-fits-all solution. And that's very much true with PANS PANDAS. 99% of the time, there's not going to be any one thing that you do that will cure you, right, or help you to live better. And I still struggle with tics and anxiety to this day. You know, it's part of every morning, like I said earlier, to take that time to make breakfast, have a cup of tea, to read or pray or just detox or spend time with my kids. That is a critical part of my day and kind of setting the course of the rest of my day. If I start out my day with my alarm beeping and thinking, oh, crap, I'm late, I've got to be such and such, that's going to be how I live the entire day, right? Stress.
Yes, I love that starting your day with this foundation of a routine, but all the things that you mentioned, preparing your first meal with people you love, right? Starting with prayer or quiet moments or meditation. It's also about really tending to your nervous system from the moment you wake up.
I would agree. So finding things that help you like that are worth more than we give them credit for, I would say.
Sure. Well, so tell us though, so this is how you're living today. What were some of these things though? And I guess we're already into this part, you know, all the things that did help you heal. There's no magic bullet. There's no magic pill. It seems like what you're talking about is the same thing I'm seeing in my own family and in the healing of my own children is it's really centered around a lifestyle. So tell us about some of the things that did help you. Let's talk a little bit more about this.
Yeah, I'd love to. And I like to say everybody's different. A lot of what I do now is helping people to find what works for them, which is a wonderful place for me to be. The fact that I've been able to find things that have allowed me to heal and cope with my symptoms has put me in a position that I can actually assist others with their health journey, which is a huge blessing in my life. Especially with PANS PANDAS, there's several steps that you need to take. Number one is always treating the infection, because there's no way for you to heal when your body is still being attacked. So most commonly for PANS PANDAS, it's getting rid of the infection. If it's strep, then a heavy course of antibiotics for 30 days is pretty much the standard now, which here's an aside, when I was 13 years old, no one knew what PANDAS was. It took a tremendous amount of research and guidance to even get to the point where we realized strep was a factor. Mm-hmm. And so now, thanks to all the awareness and advocacy that our community has been working on for the past 15 years, many physicians are more aware of this now. And taking a blood test and looking at your strep titers can be a big indicator to see, hey, is there inflammation coming from this response to the bacteria? And so getting rid of that bacteria and purging your body of these pathogens is the first step towards getting better. PANDAS is an inflammatory disorder. So as we know, the basal ganglia, inflammation in the basal ganglia causes motor issues. It is the motor cortex of the body. So if you have inflammation in that part of the brain, it's going to cause compulsions, tics, all these other side effects associated with being not normal. So anti-inflammatories are huge.
What are the anti-inflammatories that you used?
Fish oil is one, certainly. I have noticed a big difference in taking quercetin and vitamin D. Quercetin is a flavonoid, and I won't get into all the science now, but I've worked with my physician to understand exactly how that works in the brain. These are powerful anti-inflammatory compounds that I've personally noticed I feel better after taking them. Now, I have to take very high doses. A typical dose for me is 2,000 milligrams a day, which is much more than what's on the back of the bottle as a recommendation. But I think taking a high dose has definitely helped me to feel better. Another one that I personally appreciate is CBD oil. CBD without THC has been a huge blessing in my life and just kind of giving me the relief I need to take a step back, take a deep breath, refocus, things that I couldn't have otherwise done when I'm stuck in a tick or a compulsion. So taking these things in combination actually does have benefits for your body.
Agree, 100%. I know the things that you mentioned my kids are on, including non-THC CBD. And I do see that it gives them the ability to get to using their skills, especially when they're in a moment of dysregulation. Because, you know, there's so much that you have to have accountability for, right, in this journey. But it's so hard when you feel so hijacked, when your brain is so hijacked. And so what I feel like the CBD does for my kids, I mean, even for myself, is it just kind of allows you to be in a place to use those skills that we're taught. So I couldn't agree more.
I like CBD because I haven't noticed any side effects. And like I've noticed before, taking any kind of medication or something that makes a difference in my cognitive behavior, often has unintended consequences or side effects that you then have to deal with, which when you're dealing with a complex illness like this, the last thing you need is more complication in your life.
Right. It's so true. It becomes so complicated when you layer in more medication, which a lot of kids need, but it really does get complicated. Yes. Okay. So we had talked about the treating the infection, bringing down the inflammation. Are there any parts of that healing journey that you wanted to talk about too?
Yeah, let me actually have recently, I should have had this pulled up, but I actually had written kind of a treatment guide of sorts.
Really?
Recently, I've posted it to some of the PANS Facebook groups that I'm a member of.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And again, I'm not a medical professional, but this is just something that I've learned through my personal health journey that has helped me.
I love it.
And as you can see, you know, I mentioned I still struggle with tics and compulsions, but in these situations where I'm very focused on what I'm doing, I have virtually no tics at all.
This is one of the things I wanted to mention to you. I mean, my daughter has tics and they change, they go up and they go down, and I see different levels of severity and frequency. But, you know, if you never mentioned that this is something that you manage, I never would have known.
And that's another thing that was very frustrating as a youth, is that outsiders don't really understand the struggle you're going through, because from an outside perspective, you can see someone sitting there twitching, but you don't understand the full scope of what they're dealing with. I would have really a severe tic sitting in classroom settings when I'm surrounded by people trying to focus and be quiet, but then there's coughing and sniffing and clearing your throat and sneezing all around you. All that stuff just gave me that warmth in the back of my neck that drove me crazy. And that's a very frustrating place to be. Surrounded by your peers, you do everything you can to kind of suppress that and act as normal as possible. But then when I get home and I'm in a space that I'm more comfortable in, I really just let it loose. And that's what I mean by when you start out your day in a stress-filled environment, it really carries on through the rest of your day. Even if you can suppress it through your school day or your work day, you get home and it all kind of unleashes in this fury. And that is when you can get destructive and really get into a negative space in your head.
True. Completely. I can't agree more. I see that in my own house too.
Well, one of the things I recommend people do is find outlets, find things that you enjoy doing where you notice fewer tics. For me, the first one that I noticed when I was young is playing the drums. So
yes.
Drumming was awesome for me because it requires 2 feet and 2 hands. So the fact that I was, every part of my body is occupied in this rhythm, holding it down, holding it together for minutes at a time, I could play the drums and really let out my energy just beating those toms, and I would have no tics while I was playing, and the song would end and I'd have my tic and I'd have my twitch, and then we'd go into the next song. And that was amazing, because not only did the act of playing music minimize my tics, but I believe that music has healing properties in and of itself.
Could not agree more. And I believe the release too, you know, of getting the release, you know, you had mentioned previously that you did punch a few walls back in the day. So it is important though to channel like anything that you're feeling, right? And getting it out. And you picked one of the most beautiful ways to do that, through music.
Thank you. There's other things that I'll share with you as well that not every mother would advocate, but riding motorcycles was a big one for me.
Really?
I've been riding dirt bikes since I was 12 years old, and now I ride on the road very safely, of course. But I will say, when I'm on my motorcycle, I have no tics at all. And it's just a matter of being 100% focused on the road or whatever you're doing, really just takes that whole pressure and stress away from me.
I could see that. I could see the hyper focus being calming. And just as you had mentioned, because my husband rides a motorcycle, so I do know a couple of things about motorcycles, but I do know that there is this level of hyper-focus of being so attuned with your senses, you know, to be safe, obviously. But he kind of explains that it's meditative to him. Like, that's kind of one of his meditative spaces. So I get it.
The last one I'll share is actually a hobby that I picked up over COVID. When everything shut down and business became slower and there wasn't much to do outside of the house, I picked up flying. I actually learned how to fly airplanes.
I love it. And I love it. And I'm smiling because my son is taking flying lessons. And he's been affected by Lyme and PANS and brain inflammation. And he's 14. Yes. And there is something about flying.
Absolutely. I mean, it requires so much focus and multitasking to analyze all the instruments, to know where you are in the airspace, to communicate with the tower and with traffic. And while it's something that you may think, you know, someone with PANDAS or Tourette's may be not qualified for, it's actually kind of the opposite for me in my experience. It's been very freeing. It's been one of those times where I sit in the plane and my tics are non-existent. And it's just amazing. And it allows you to have an outlet that is very meaningful and valuable to your life, where, you know, you could even turn that into a career eventually. But regardless, it's something that most people never take the step to do in their life. And to be someone with a disability who actually accomplishes that and earns your pilot certificate, it's very gratifying.
No, I love that you shared that. And I do see how flying, just from my own son, how it really is a healing experience.
Have you ever thought, I'd love to have a podcast just like this one? Well, I can help. My name is Matt Kundle, and everyone at my company, the Sound Off Podcast Network, had a hand in making this show. Whether it was about the sound, the discoverability, or that you're just enjoying the show, we are all about the detail. If you think you have a podcast in you, reach out to me via email, matt@soundoff.network, or check out the website and become one of the great podcasts we work with at soundoff.network.
So a couple of things, Ethan. I definitely want to go into your work today, more of what you're doing, but I know that there's going to be mothers that are appreciating everything that you're sharing. But could you also just kind of tell us, what did it look like when you were really healing as a young adult through PANDAS? You know, so you mentioned a bunch of things that you did, but what were like your top 4 or 5 or whatever things that really took that pivot? So you obviously had to clear infections, bring down inflammation. Is there anything else you want to add and share that really helped you pivot from being ill to being well?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, all of these things are important. I have a 7-step guide that, you know, suggests what has worked for me and recommendations for others. The first of which are physiological. So working on reducing that inflammation and getting your body to a point where you can focus on these other things. But one of the biggest ones for me, which actually is very recent in my life, 3 years ago, I started strength training heavily. I've always been an athlete in terms of running and being very active and fit, but taking the next step and really focusing on building up muscle mass in your body and strength training heavily, that and combining a protein-rich, healthy, nutritious diet have been huge. I believe nutrition and exercise are two of the most underused tools that we have for health. So getting in the gym was actually huge for me. I went from being very underweight while being healthier than some. I still, looking back at pictures of myself, I was like, wow, I was not very healthy 5 years ago. And getting into the gym, I've got to give credit to my wife, because she kind of very much so encouraged me to get into the gym. She said, hey, we're doing this, and got us a gym membership. And I just really fell in love with it as a new hobby for me. It's something, weightlifting is unique in that it's your growth is very measurable. So you lift these weights and 2 weeks later, you're putting more weight on. You can see, wow, I'm getting stronger. Even if you look in the mirror and you can't see that change in your body, you can see that you're getting stronger. And over the years, over the last 3 years, I've gained 50 pounds of muscle mass.
Wow.
It's tremendous. So I'm looking good, which boosts my confidence. I'm feeling very strong. I can actually be one of those guys at the gym now who can help the younger ones to learn the exercises. But the deeper I go into this and the more I talk with my physician, I'm learning that not only does weightlifting help me to eat better, sleep better, and feel more confident, but physiologically, muscle mass acts as a sink for inflammatory compounds, namely proteins, eosinophils, histamines, all these compounds that actually enter the brain and cause the inflammatory response exhibited by people with PANDAS. In fact, the more muscle mass I build, the lower my strep titers become as I look at my blood work, and the better I feel.
That's huge. I actually have interviewed a lot of doctors, and no one's ever mentioned that link with muscle. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a functional doctor that I see here in Charlottesville, who I very much appreciate. He just goes above and beyond in terms of analyzing all the factors, looking at all the blood work, and kind of putting it together to build a functional picture of my health. And that's very, very valuable.
Absolutely. Yes.
So I would encourage you to get into the gym. A lot of the young men that I talk to who are dealing with PANDAS, they can resonate with this. They say, oh yeah, I'd love to get bigger and be strong and look good. But I'd say it goes much further beyond that. And I'll be vulnerable for a second and share something with you. As someone who was dealing with punching holes in the walls, and one of my main tics was hitting myself in the head, I was kind of hesitant to get into weightlifting. Like, the last thing I need is to be stronger. But in fact, it actually was a huge step forward in my healing journey. So sometimes we just need to take that step and try new things.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. And you know what we will do is, let's link in the show notes your guide, your 7-step guide, if we can. So as people listen to this, they can see, you know, more of your guide, you know, as a follow-up.
Absolutely.
I wanted to share a little bit more with everyone what you do today, because you inspire me so much as an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur. I was in commercial real estate, and I'm doing new things now, and it's a lot of hard work. I know that your schedule is your own, but to have the energy and the physicality to do what you do today is so inspiring. And I know all mothers and fathers want to know, how's the story going to end for my kid? You know, like, we all want to know that they're going to be okay and they're going to have these wonderful contributions to the world. So share with us a little bit more about what you do today and your company.
Well, thank you so much for that. It's kind of overwhelming for me to think about where I was 10 years ago and now to think about, you know, having a family, having a business, having this knowledge and this advice to share with others. I feel like it would be a shame not to share. And that's part of why I'm so passionate about what I do today. One other word of advice, I think it's important to get involved. So finding a community of people that can help. You don't have to fight this battle alone. It's estimated now that 1 in 200 children have PANS PANDAS, which is insane.
It's an epidemic.
So this is something that, as we move forward, I think more and more kids are going to start developing this and having this. And if it's something that we can kind of get ahead of now and become informed of now, it's going to be a much easier road for these kids. My vision is that it doesn't take 15 years for people to heal from this, right?
Absolutely. That's my dream and goal too.
Yeah. I mentioned CBD earlier. That's been a tremendous part of my healing journey, because quite frankly, if I hadn't received some relief from CBD, I don't think I would have been able to get to the point where I could make those lifestyle changes, like focusing on my dietary health and getting into the gym regularly. It's so easy to just get trapped and stuck in this routine, especially when you have tics. I've been in a place where I was stuck on the same tic for hours at a time. And it just robs you of your time. It puts such a damper on your day. And for me, CBD was kind of the catalyst for this lifestyle change in terms of giving me the relief I need to focus on the rest of my health. The problem is, I'm here in Central Virginia in Charlottesville. And in 2016, when I first found out about CBD, you really couldn't find it here in Virginia due to the regulatory nature of our country at the time. CBD and all cannabis compounds were still largely illegal. So getting your hands on this stuff was questionable at best. And I really needed to find a trustworthy source of this product where I knew where it was coming from. I knew how it was going to help me, and that I knew it would be consistent from batch to batch. So long story short, I started formulating my own CBD oils in my house.
Wow.
I have a background in health and biology and a little chemistry. And so it was pretty, it wasn't very difficult for me to make some formulations at home. Pretty soon, my friends and my family were reaching out to me with interest to try it. And I started giving this stuff away. And it just kind of developed into a small business. Fast forward to today, I have a fully integrated processing and manufacturing facility here in Charlottesville. And we're actually creating CBD products from seed to sale. So all of our hemp that we use is grown here in Virginia. We extract the CBD oil from that hemp material. We refine it and manufacture it into oils, capsules, gummies, even dog treats. So
wow.
This is a product that I know can help our loved ones, whether they're pets or children or yourself. And I can trace it back to its original origins. So I spend a lot of time working with our farmers and ensuring that everything is raised organically and as close to nature as possible. It's really been an incredible journey to get to where I am today. And now we're actually shipping our products to all 50 states at this point. So I have people all over the country who are looking to us because my whole mission is to provide a quality product that people can trust.
I love it. It's such a beautiful story. Are your sales, is it through stores or is it directly on your website? How do people buy your product?
Yeah, so I have about 40 stores that carry our products now. All of them are in Virginia. So for the most part, we're distributing through our online website. So it's Green Valley Nutrition. And I always like to say we sell CBD, but we have such a broader focus. My whole goal is to just help people to live a better life because that's what CBD's done for me. Our whole goal is not to get you on yet another supplement or product that you'll be taking indefinitely. My goal is to give you a product that can help you cope with your symptoms in order to make functional lifestyle changes so that you can get off this stuff one day and live a healthy life without it.
I love that. That's always been at the back of my mind too, for my children, that ultimately we're not going to be on all this stuff, right? But you do need a tool to help you do the work to get there. So that's basically what CBD has been for you and for so many families, even my own. What do you say to the parent that questions, is CBD safe? Let's talk a little bit more about that.
It's a valid question. Like I mentioned, there's a problem in the industry as a whole right now where the laws differ from state to state. And at least in Virginia, there is really no enforcement mechanism for the rules here. We're in a very interesting transitionary period where anyone can basically make this stuff in their home. And so you can skirt by the rules because no one is really enforcing them. So you have people who are just buying this product from other states or even outside of the country and putting their label on it. You have people who are making this in their home kitchen without any health inspection or certification. And so identifying a source that you can trust is critical for finding a product that will work for you. Would you mind repeating the question?
What do you say to the moms that are afraid, like, am I giving my child marijuana? But I know that there are trace amounts of THC, but with CBD, it's trace amounts. And even with your CBD and the kind I give my kids, we are using a CBD that has zero THC. Correct. So the THC is removed in the process, like even the trace amounts.
Absolutely. And for those who don't know, THC is the psychoactive compound in marijuana. So the last thing we want is to get our kids high.
Right.
And even for me, I like to receive the benefits of cannabis without the side effects, right, that I've seen in so many other medications. So I don't want to experience that brain fog that comes with some of these products. So again, especially for children or anyone who's being drug screened for work or anybody who just wants to avoid those side effects, you need to identify a source of CBD that is THC free. They are out there, although I would say the vast majority of these products do contain some THC. And so it's all about purity of the product. So a product that is refined to the point where the THC has been removed, that's a product that you can take safely, even in high amounts. There really are very, very few risks to taking CBD, which is another benefit of this product. So for me, I started out taking quite high doses of CBD in order to kind of overcome these obstacles that I was facing. But today, now that I've made all these lifestyle changes and that I'm living a life that's much more functional and manageable, I take much lower doses. And to be honest, I haven't taken it at all today. So I'm at the point where I can take it as needed. It's not something that I have to wake up and take first thing in the morning like I used to. Now, I found other ways to manage my stress and to cope with these symptoms. And so CBD is something that I can almost take when I am having a flare up or where I feel like I need an extra boost.
Yes. And what's like the youngest age? I mean, there are parents that follow me that have young children with Lyme and PANS, PANDAS, and OCD. And I know that there are some parents that have like their 5-year-old on it. What's the youngest age that you recommend a person using CBD?
When my youngest daughter was born, she had a really difficult time with her sleep. She had some gastric issues and she just seemed very uncomfortable at night. And our physician, our pediatrician, actually, he knows what we do and he actually advocates our products. And he told us, rub some cream onto her belly at night. And we're talking about a month old infant. And sure enough, we did. We took the tiniest, tiniest amount of our topical cream and just massaged it into her belly. And the child relaxed and went to bed within 30 minutes.
Wow.
And it's completely safe. It's amazing. There have been studies on CBD in children. Of course, it's THC free, right? We don't want that Yes. psychoactive compound entering our infants' bodies. But CBD being completely non-psychoactive, it's a powerful anti-inflammatory. So just kind of relaxing her gut and helping her to be soothed at night was very safe and effective.
Yes. No, I can totally see that. And my child was like that. My firstborn, she definitely had a lot of tummy issues. And I, you know, if I would have known back in the day, I probably would have used something like that. But I will tell the listeners that my kids are on CBD. And I have to say, though, the times that have been so important for the use is during a flare, just as you had mentioned, herxing, when you are on maybe a new antibiotic protocol and your child is herxing. And also, I've seen tremendous benefits using CBD more, you know, at a higher dose when my kids have had to wean off of a medication, you know, because through this journey, there's a lot of times, the doctor's going to put you on a med, you realize it's not working or it's having bad side effects and you have to get off of it. And that's like a whole other journey on its own. And I don't know if we would have been able to get through that really hard time without CBD.
That's such an encouraging story. And again, just encouraging me to continue doing what I'm doing. Especially being in the cannabis space in general, I receive a lot of different opinions, you know?
Sure.
Some of the more, I would say, just uninformed people out there are quick to be judgmental, right? Some people still think that CBD is marijuana. And so for someone to be advocating that, that's not what we're doing at all. I definitely would say THC is not for everybody. It's certainly not for me. I've used it in the past, and I will say it actually kind of does the opposite. THC has gotten me to a place where I actually feel even more stressed, where it increases my anxiety. And not only that, but it does give you the brain fog and the cognitive issues. And it's just something that is not good for the professional environment in general. So to be able to get the benefits, the anti-inflammatory medicinal benefits of this amazing plant without the high or the side effects, has been huge. And it's so wonderful that we can actually give those benefits to our children safely.
Sure. If somebody wanted to learn more about your products, where should they go?
So I would say our website is our best resource. I've actually built the website myself, which I'm very proud of. We launched a brand new website, and I think it just really does a good job of telling our story and explaining what we're about. All of our products are third-party lab tested. So we send our products off for a laboratory for an analysis just to ensure that there's no contaminants present. And again, that there's no THC, and just that our sample is very pure and that it's consistent. So what's in the bottle matches what's on the label. Because again, we don't want any surprises. I don't want you using this product for 2 months and then you get your new bottle and it's like, whoa, this is way stronger, right? We want to have a consistent medicinal experience every time. So all that's explained on the website. We have a FAQ page that will answer a lot of the commonly asked questions that we received. But we're also available to you. So we have a phone number and email that actually goes directly to me. So if you have questions or you just want to chat, I'm happy to explain everything to you. We have a really wonderful team here that's all very passionate about what we do. And we just want to help people. You know, if we sell CBD, that's great. We like to support our families. But at the end of the day, we just want people to call us and say, hey, thank you for helping me. My tics are so much better. Or my pain is so much more manageable, whatever it is. If you're sleeping better, eating better, we love to hear about it. So those customer testimonials are really what keep me waking up and doing this from day to day. It's such a blessing that I get to be able to do this.
I love it. I can really see, Ethan, that your passion in life is this arena. And I can tell that it probably feeds you with like all that good stuff, like the happiness, the joy, the love that keeps you also healthy.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's remarkable. And I think life has a way of throwing us obstacles that are almost impossible to overcome. But I think part of the beauty of life is that your biggest weakness can become a source of strength for you if you really grasp it and take a hold of it and make it your own. And it took me a long time to get to that point. But now that I'm there, I feel that I am inspiring others to do the same. And that's what it's all about. I think everyone should have a mentor and a mentee. So I have those who are above me, more experienced than me, who I can reach out to about just questions in life. And I do the same for the younger generation. I try to speak into their life and tell them, hey, there's better options out there, right? Our friends can give us good advice, but more times than not, they can also give us bad advice. So it's good to have those in our circles that we can trust, who are more experienced than us, who we can reach out to. And that's why I say it's important to get involved and find a community of people who are like-minded, who can help you along your walk.
Oh my gosh. That is great advice. Great advice. And I think it's so true. It is good. I do mentor other mothers and I have mentors of my own. And it's so interesting because from where you sit, you learn so much from the people that you look up to. And also you learn even more from the people that you mentor that are going through the hard times. So I thank you so much, Ethan, for sharing your inspirational story and giving all parents and listeners hope and validation and inspiration. That's really so aligned with my mission and my podcast, Very Happy Stories. And so I'm so grateful to know you and to have you on.
Oh, yeah, it's my pleasure. When I first found you online, I thought the same thing. I had that thought, wow, we are after the same goal here. And so collaboration is so important, right? If we can work together towards a common goal, I say a cord of three strands is not easily broken, right? When we work together, we become stronger and we can empower others to do that and eventually join our mission as well.
Amen. And there's going to be a listener that hears this and does just that. So thank you so much for sharing your story on the podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. If you felt inspired, please submit a review. More reviews help others find Very Happy Stories. And don't forget to subscribe and share this with someone else you know who could use a very happy story right about now. Until next time, have a happy day.
come on a journey like no other, where you will discover many rogues that will lead you to a happier, healthier, and more stress-free life. And the beauty is, you don't need any vacation time for this adventure. The journey will come to you. Join Avery Rich on your very own journey into yoga. Along the way, she will demystify yoga poses and guide you into a yoga posture or short sequence, all in less than 15 minutes. You have nothing to lose but stress. The Journey into Yoga podcast. It's not for people who like yoga. It's for people who don't like yoga. Follow or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at averyrich.com.